What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a Friday afternoon. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy-Stevens in our beautiful Brighton studio, powered by Verizon. A little tip of the cap, the tip of the red cap from Fitzy back there.
Yeah, it's a far from beautiful afternoon. I feel like the weather that is currently engulfing New England is emblematic of the mood of the Boston sports fan on this particular Friday.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been a great week. And because of that, we usually start off our Friday afternoon shows here with who won the week. It's been a staple for Fitzy and I going back to nights and weekends and various points in our careers here at WEEI. Mm-hmm. But it didn't really feel appropriate this week. And this is the first time we've ever done it. We're not doing who won the week. We're doing who lost the week in Boston sports because, well, feels like there's a lot of candidates between Bill Belichick and the Celtics and different members of the Celtics, individual people contributing to their 0-2 deficit in the series with the Knicks. It feels like there's some people involved with the Red Sox that are having a tough week, whether that be Devers or the people trying to manage or motivate or cajole Devers. So I'm going to start things off, Fitzy, and you just heard it, actually. You just heard Tim Welch earlier today on Jones and Keefe with a tremendous interview with the boys, former Providence College basketball coach, and I agree with him. He's an expert witness. I am just a guy who yaps on the radio. The loser of the week in Boston sports was Jason Tatum, because whether it's local, national, fans, media, everybody is now questioning what Tatum is, what his legacy can be, will be, could be moving forward, how much he has to lose on Saturday and through the rest of the playoffs. He laid an egg in game one. He laid an egg in game two. He laid an egg with the game on the line to conclude game two. And you're getting a lot of weird conversations. And we know he hears the noise. Unlike a Belichick coach team, he absolutely hears the noise. And we also know at times he creates some of the noise with his unquenched desire to be treated as a basketball god, to be a face not only of the Boston Celtics but of the NBA, to be put on some Mount Rushmore of modern players, and you know, his fandom of Kobe and everything that he represented. And it's been a hideous week for Jason Tatum on the basketball court. And you know, usually he bounces back from hideous performances and muddies the water at the very least with some good and bad mixed in. He's just been bad, and it is now challenging his legacy. And in doing so, he's sort of, I don't know, holding the Celtics back, pulling the Celtics down with him, with his performances. And suddenly the defending champions are on the ropes here a little bit in a series in which Terp predicted months ago, warned us months ago, that in the last six NBA champions, they don't get out of the second round. And here the Celtics are down 0-2 in the second round, thanks to Jason Tatum. So, yes, Dan Ball.
He was just in here. I think he's still taking Celtics in six.
Celtics in six. Well, he is.
Is he backed off Celtics in four yet?
It's funny how Terp has gone.
A bit. Not all the way, though.
Celtics okay, in four. Checking. They lost a game. Oh, he said Celtics in five. Oh, they lost another game. Now it's Celtics in six. Funny how that keeps moving that goalpost.
That's what I just said to him, and he said, yeah, but they would have won if their shots had gone in.
Oh, yeah. If I was born with a 12-inch you-know-what, then I probably would be
not
working in adult entertainment.
You don't have to. You could just be
I don't know what.
I could be John Hamm then. That's fine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Or I could be, you know, my background band would be the News.
But that's like saying, you know, if I were 7 inches taller, I'd be playing in the NBA, or I would have gone and played high level college.
Or
but
if
like,
I wasn't afraid of hanging off the side of Airbuses in the middle of the sky, I'd be Tom Cruise. I mean, what are we doing? If their shots had gone in, you know, right, I'll tell you what. Here's somebody else who gets a big fat L for the week. Everyone making excuses for everyone else in Boston sports. Knock it off. Shut up. Own your L. Move on. Carry on. Do better. Nobody wants to hear about, the Knicks had their 90th worst offensive night of the year. That's right. Actually, Andy, because we had a truncated show yesterday, we couldn't get into of the 10 different thousand analyticals of like, oh, look at this shot chart. Look at these wide open versus super wide open versus ultra deluxe super wide open threes they missed. The Knicks statistically played their worst offensive game of the entire 2024-2025 season.
Yep.
And still were able to win because the Celtics, technically, according to the nerd wizards of the hard court, played their second worst offensive night of the entire calendar year, 2024-2025 year. And I just want to hear it. You know what? If they just made a damn basket at the end and Jason Tatum didn't run into 17 people like somebody tripping out of the doorway of a Trader Joe's, then maybe they wouldn't have had to worry about all these stupid numbers and analyticals and everything. Stop making excuses. You played like garbage. You played like crap. They played like crap. Their crap was just a little less stinky than yours that night. So own it and move on.
If you want to watch the show, you can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can see Fitzy's big old bright red hat, Boston Red Sox hat. You can also join the chat where Gina_MA to AZ said, if my aunt had balls, ... Yes, that is the proper response.
Tried and true.
Yep, that is the proper response. You say, if they made their shots, that's how sports works. If I had scored more points, I would have won the game. If I had hit a home run, we would have won the game. If I had made the tackle, we wouldn't have lost.
It's very funny that Gina, who's an excellent and regular contributor in our Twitch chat, and we also welcome everybody who wants to watch on our YouTube live channel as well, that she says, you know, if my aunt had balls, ... Because I'll tell you someone else who really has balls, big, brass, well-compensated baseballs, and is my loser of the week, Andy, Rafael Devers.
Yes.
Man, guy, read multiple rooms, would you please? I mean...
No.
Your team, all your manager wants to do is ask you if you could possibly consider a switch after he asked you to make a switch earlier in the springtime because they found someone who's better at the job that you were butchering for multiple seasons in the field. You're statistically the worst third baseman in the American League, and so your team asked if it'd be cool if you could just do what you've been doing really well for over a half decade in MLB, and that's hitting. And you said, oh, okay, but only after you took your ball and your glove and your hat and your bottle of Camus and you went home and sulked about it for a while. And then you came back, and now your team has lost their interesting, also unique, mercurial first baseman who likes to paint his fingernails and sun himself shirtless in the outfield while doing yoga in the form of Tristan Casas. And your team has a crisis. And I'm starting to now think that part of the reason why this team can't get on the same page, correct the vibe, and play to their potential is because you've got sour grapes and you've just got moody doodles like freaking Rafael Devers in the room. The fact that he gets paid $30 million a year to play for the team, not just do his one thing, to be a teammate, which he is doing a rotten job of right now, Andy, and that he had the nerve of this guy to say, well, first they told me to put my glove away, so now I'm just used to and getting comfortable with this. What are they going to ask me to do next? Play in the outfield? No, because although the entertainment value would be spectacular, Rafi, nobody wants to see you in the outfield. You would make Manny Ramirez look like freaking Jim Edmonds.
And on top of it all, he has double the nerve to tell Craig Breslow to hit the market and find a first baseman. If they wouldn't take the financial hit and also the hit that it would bring to their lineup, forget about trading him. I would cut him yesterday. You have got to be kidding me. In Boston, a place like this, so lunch pail, so blue collar, that loves people that come through in the clutch and do their job or actually even try to take on multiple jobs to help out a group communal effort. It's the most anti-Boston thing I think I have heard in the longest time, Hart.
Not to distract or deviate from your point, these are the two points that are going to set the stage for the rest of the show, obviously. We'll be talking about the Celtics, Jason Tatum, their struggles and what they need to do. And timing is everything in life, Fitzy. While I was listening to you on the TV behind you was a simple commercial that is poorly timed for the Jason Tatum fans out there. The Superman trailer that has Jason Tatum in a Superman shirt and them talking about Jason Tatum comes up. Maybe hold off on that in the rotation until he does something positive till maybe Saturday night if he lives up to it.
Now, you know, you have live reads and whatnot during the radio show, and those are planned, so I'm told, days if not weeks in advance.
Yeah.
These commercials are bought and scheduled days, weeks, sometimes months in advance. So there's nothing anyone in traffic at the network could have done about that.
No
bueno.
That being
said, he has... See, Rafael Devers blew his chance to
get over.
Everybody behind him. He absolutely just whizzed away his chance to get everyone behind him and say, you know what, I'll come through for my team. I'll give first base a shot. You guys will see. I'm a good fielder, and I'm an even better teammate, and I'll still smash dingers. And instead, just proves to be a sulky, sour, self-centered sourpuss. And for Jason Tatum, he has a chance to put on the super suit tomorrow in Metropolis, literally. I know there's no phone booths in Midtown Manhattan anymore, but find some place to change into your super suit. Where's my super suit? And deliver a dub for your team tomorrow in the clutch.
617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. No, we are not doing who won the week. We're doing who lost the week in Boston sports because, well, it's been that kind of week. I would actually argue, Fitzy, that Devers is the reason we changed the Friday opening segment here on WEEI Afternoons, because if he had just said, oh, you guys wanted me to play first? I'll go get my glove right now. Give me a couple days. Let me take some ground balls to get back to the swing of things. Ironically,
no.
I think people would have treated him like a hero. Yes, a hero, Rafi Devers. Mm-hmm. It would have been you on your white horse just riding in to save the day. Tristan Casas is gone. Oh, my, very strong horse. Strong back on that horse. Very strong horse, bringing him in as the savior for the Boston Red Sox. Instead, he's dug his heels in, and he has said, yeah, they told me I'm a little bit hard-headed, but no, I don't want to do it. They've gone back on their word. We'll get into some of the more details. The one thing that bothers me, Fitzy, and maybe I'm being anal here, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't consider asking him to play first base, a third position. I don't consider DH a position dramatically different than what you were doing. You were always hitting, and they told you, hey, we want you to just hit. You're just going to have a few more minutes to be in your own thoughts.
Get ready
between
to do the thing that you do the best. That's
it. Right. So this whole idea like, oh, my God, yet another position they're asking me to learn. No. There's no learning at DH. The learning is, I guess, dealing with the downtime. What do you do? Do you go to the cage? Do you grab a snack? I wouldn't if I were you. You do that often enough. But I would also argue now is a position change, but you wanted to play in the field. When you dug your heels in the first time, it was because you wanted to stay in the field at third base. Hmm. This gives you the opportunity to go back in the field at an easier position. I don't want to hear it isn't. I've had more than enough major leaguers tell me it's, quote, a night off when they ask you to play third base. First base.
It's not that difficult.
No, it isn't.
Mistake.
It is a common transition, third base to first base. He fancies himself a good enough fielder to play Major League Baseball in the infield. So therefore, get your butt to first base and play first base. But you're going to dig in. I also just wonder, like, is this in his contract anywhere? Like, are they not allowed to
Zero
tell
chance.
Him?
Zero effing chance.
It says only third base or DH or something?
No, the most we know is that Heim Bloom apparently, quote-unquote, guaranteed to him that he would be the third baseman. That's as far as we've seen it go.
Okay, well, he's not that anymore.
Someone else guaranteed Heim Bloom that he'd be here for years because he bought a really nice house in Newton and put his kids in very fancy schools, and now he lives in St. Louis, which, last time I checked, isn't Newton. And Andy, to this notion of, you know, versatility and coming through in the clutch when your team needs you, we just watched a member of the New England Patriots who we thought was going to get into his team's Hall of Fame next year after the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL but who was so beloved because of his positional versatility and his willingness to do anything for the football team and possibly even die out there, Will Campbell pledge style in Julian Edelman. Guy played safety, played cornerback, played kick returner, played special teams, threw one of the most important passes in Patriot history as a converted quarterback to kick returner slash receiver, and then became one of the best receivers in recent NFL and Patriots history as well. And all Raffy Devers has to do is pick up a flipping glove and go man the post at the not hot corner for three quarters of a season.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you talk to your boy that you miss so much in Xander Bogaerts? Because you know what he had to do when he got the call up to the bigs? He had to fill in when Will Middlebrooks was having some issues in the 2013 World Series and play third base. Did he go, no, this is going to stunt my development and growth because I'm only a shortstop. I'll never do this for you, Red Sox. Oh, he was glad, did a great job, and guess what? They won the freaking title. Yet this freaking, you know, guava cake sourpuss is saying like, no, I'm not going to do it because that's not what you guys told me. Meh. Ugh.
And the sad part here is not only is this an issue on the field, that's hindering both of these teams. Jason Tatum is not shooting well. Jason Tatum is not playing well. The Celtics are not winning. And the Red Sox need a first baseman. They have a guy who should be a clear option to go to first base. He won't do it. But they're also, Tatum and Devers, in different ways, they're affecting potentially their legacy, their relationships with the fan base, you know, the support they will get from the fan base. Because they're both, you know, barring something crazy, they're both here for the long term on very large contracts. They are supposed to be modern Mount Rushmore type guys for the city of Boston and Boston sports. And I feel like the connection, we've used that word, the connection between Tatum and fans, now the connection between Devers and fans, I feel like that connection is not a good one. It's like buffering. People aren't quite sure how they feel about their two biggest superstars, which in a weird way may create opportunity for others. This may create an opportunity for Bregman to be more popular, or Crochet to be more popular, or Durant.
Oh, Bregman couldn't. He's
be
making
more popular.
Bregman look like a discount.
And that is
every single freak. Is that, Andy, do you think even though Rafael Devers has, oh, I don't know, a quarter of $1 billion still due to him to not play first base?
Terrible
and just
contract.
Strike out on 96 mile per hour, you know, waist high fastballs regularly.
Wait, he leads also Major League Baseball in walks.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, but he also still has too many strikeouts for his own good.
Yeah, leads in strikeouts as well.
Yeah, no. I was trying to be positive. That's what
I
do.
He's not catching up on the heat the way he used to either. Any which way. Do you think it bothers him?
No.
Not just being usurped at third base defensively. Do you think the average annual value of Alex Bregman's contract bothers Devers?
No. Probably. Yeah, so, I mean, with him, he's starting to be like, I tweeted this out yesterday when news broke that he had spoken,
I missed it.
And news broke that he had said something I think really dumb and detrimental to the team and problematic for both his management and also his teammates, I said, this effing guy, like, that seems to be my reaction every time he speaks. He doesn't, you said read the room, he doesn't view the world, the Red Sox, his job, his situation, in my opinion, the way most people would. Or even someone who was getting advice. I keep going back to this as well. Who's advising Raffy Devers? Who's advising him to go out there and act this way, talk this way? Does he not have agents and mentors? And I'm not saying Ortiz, Because if I were Devers, I wouldn't listen to Ortiz either. Because I would feel like Ortiz is part of the club. He's tied at the hip with Breslow and Cora. But does he not have a buddy, an uncle, a somebody who's like, yeah, no, it didn't go great last time, so how about we don't handle it this way? How about we kind of pussyfoot through this a little bit, say it a little bit more softly? But he didn't. He came out guns a-blazing yesterday. 617-779-7937. So we're talking about Jason Tatum, his struggles, the Celtics' struggles, and Rafi Devers, his stubbornness and unwillingness to do what's in the best interest of the baseball team and go to first base. We'll touch more on both of those up next. We'll also get to your phone calls. I see them lining up. Who lost the week in Boston sports? I think it was me because I work with Fitzy every day. Just kidding, Fitzy. Up next is Trending with Dan Ball.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.